Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Ty.
Dublin's hit music station, FM 104, Louise with you until 1 o'clock. I'm now joined on the phone by Ryan Mack. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So you're our select Irish tune this month.
Yeah, I am indeed. Thank you very much for that.
She wins, I lose. So people may have heard it, but tell us about the track.
I wrote the track about... I wrote it before, like before all the pandemic and stuff. And I actually recorded it before the pandemic. In London, but then I just kind of put things on the long finger, you know, because of people just didn't know what was happening or, you know, when this was going to... I thought initially this was just going to be a two-week thing and we were going to be out of the pandemic. And I was very naive, I suppose.
No, I think we were all in the same boat, to be honest.
Yeah. So I held off on it for like a bit of the year and then put out... started doing TikTok and stuff and then put out a different time for it. And I just felt it was right and... the right time. But the song itself is about somebody who was playing hard to get, which in turn kind of makes you want it a little bit more and chase it a bit more. That's how the song came about. It was a conversation with a girl.
So the song you put out before, was that Broke?
That was Broke, yeah.
So that's kind of gotten you over a million streams.
Yeah. It's on like 1.4 now, I think, 1.4 million.
Wow.
So that came out in November, yeah.
It must be a nice feeling when something that you've worked hard on does that well.
Yeah, especially because I wrote that song like in my room by myself. And then like I brought it to a friend of mine to kind of finish it with me. But I wrote the whole song in my room by myself. And so to put that out and like I put it out on TikTok first, just like a clip of it, kind of like a couple of days after I'd written it. And people just seemed to love it. So I kind of knew it was a no-brainer to bring it out. And it's mad. Like, TikTok's such a crazy platform because that's where the majority of the streams have come from, you know?
I need to ask you about TikTok because you seem to have mastered it.
Yeah, mastered is a broad term, I'd say, and a big term to use for me. But, going into the lockdown, it was kind of unsure on what to do. So it was just boredom. Boredom led me to it. And free time, spare time. So I was putting like a cover up every day on there. And they weren't working really because, I don't know, like I was singing them as best I could, but people just weren't really as interested in the covers. And then I wrote Broke, and then I put Broke up on TikTok. And I went up, in the space of a month, I went up 100,000 followers from that alone, you know.
But that just shows you, because I think... Because I'm on TikTok, I'm not very good at it, but I'm on it. And you're kind of scrolling and you're seeing the same thing over and over again just by different people. So I suppose when you popped up with something fresh and new, people are like, who is this guy? What is this?
Yeah. And as well, there's like there's this hunger and this like appetite for original music on there and original content. And like, you know, it's a very like intelligent algorithm that they have with TikTok because it's just like primarily based on good content. You know, if I put out something and it's interesting and it's good, then like the more people that like it, it'll send it to more people's feeds, you know. And like specifically for like, you know, my feed might be completely different to yours because like you might like videos of dogs and stuff and I might like videos of like music, so my feed will just all be music every time I scroll.
That's interesting. Okay,
so they're good at really feeding it to, you know, the niche market that like want to hear it, you know, which is cool.
And I saw that you were doing a couple of duets with different people. Is that something else that kind of encourages that algorithm, if I could say the word?
Yeah, it's like there's like, you know, people always say, take me to whatever, TikTok, you know, so like they'll say like, take me to like dog TikTok or take me to like music TikTok, you know. So they all have their own little lanes, you know, and they do cross over. But that duet feature is a unique feature to TikTok where you can, somebody can post up something and you can duet them and like sing with them. Or like in my case, I sang with like Charlie Puth put up being like somebody, or he put up like just a general question, TikTok, who should sing this with me?
Yeah.
And it was like an instrumental. And I just wrote a verse over it and sang it. Like I know he meant, you know, someone famous who should sing this with me. Yeah. But everyone who wasn't famous started doing them. So I did it. Yeah. And it got like that one got like 2.9 million views.
Wow.
And it got shared. It got like an article written up in the New York Times magazine, or New York Times, the newspaper. And just like a lot of stuff like that happened through TikTok. So
wow, it's really amazing the power it has, really, isn't it?
Like it's insane. And Billboard magazine writing about me because of TikTok and stuff. It's just nuts. It's just like such a great platform for like discovering music and for, like I said, it's just like good content. So if you can make your content as good as you can and you think it's good and stand behind it, you know, it'll do well on there if it sees the right people, you know?
And I suppose in real life, do you enjoy collabing with other people?
Oh, I love it. Like, like even I'm kind of a social person as is. So like this lockdown, like it's been like tough at times, you know, like for everyone. But like I have kind of excelled and like looked at parts of maybe my career and my life that needed work, like, you know, with myself in terms of like working by myself a bit more. But because like before this, it was just like I always wrote songs with people. I couldn't remember before the pandemic the last time I wrote a song by myself. It was always a co-writing, because that's a big thing in the music industry. It's what everyone does. So with Broke, like that was the first time I'd written a song by myself in ages. So it's kind of like awoken those parts. So, but I do love the collaboration aspect in TikTok and in real life, you know.
Is there more pressure when you're kind of depending on just yourself, just your opinion?
Yeah, it's pressure, but like also you overthink it a bit more, you know?
Yeah.
Because if somebody else is there just to say, you know, like if I come out with a line, like of a song, and I say it out loud, and then I go, oh, is it good? Is it not good? I might spend, like, who knows, probably half an hour thinking if that line's any good. Whereas if I'm with a co-writer and I just say, is this good? And he goes, yeah. If he gives me the energy, that's good.
Yeah.
I trust him or her, whoever. And we just move on then, you know?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I think we all need to get better just trusting our own, going, yeah, I think that is good. To me, that's good.
Yeah, it's tough, though. That takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it can be. And tell me, I saw actually kind of veering off TikTok for a while, but you were singing for strangers.
Yes.
This must be kind of scary. Is it not scary?
Honestly, it is. Like, even though I'm sitting in my room and it's just on, like, Omegle or Omegle, however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're sitting there and like random people come up and like people were doing it on TikTok. It became like a trend thing where people would go onto Omegle and like they wouldn't just sing for strangers, that they would like, you know, talk to strangers and do like funny videos and stuff. But I just started singing for people and be like, can I play you my new song? Or else I would play like a cover for them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like some of them were just like ruthless. Like some of them would just, they wouldn't even give you the time of day. They just skip you.
Or
like,
oh my God.
Yeah, it's insane. Or they call you names like straight away, like anything. Or like I had my hair dyed purple and someone was like, oh my God, it's Barney and all. Like just as soon as you come on, like thinking they're hilarious. So it is kind of nerve wracking because once you get a few of them, you're like, oh, I have to build myself up to keep doing this until I find someone who actually is interested in me singing.
Because I was thinking about it, and obviously when you do gigs, you're going to be performing to strangers most of the time. Like you will know the same few that will come along, but there will be new people. But that's totally different because they've chosen to come and listen to you.
Exactly. They've paid money to come see you. So like, you know, it's already up to them to enjoy themselves and you to put on the show. But whereas, you know, Omegle, you're just kind of randomly paired with another stranger. So if they don't like you, they just, like, they can skip as easily. But that can be demoralizing as well, you know, because you're just like, what, was I singing bad? You know, you start questioning yourself. But it's like you just have to kind of remain in a kind of fun headspace when you're on it and just have a bit of crack, you know.
And you got some great responses from people as well, I saw. So, you know.
I did, yeah.
Good with the bad and all that.
Yeah, once they kind of, like, buy into it and they're there for a fun time as well.
Yeah.
You're kind of in for it. But like, yeah, otherwise they're just like hilariously ruthless.
Oh, jeepers. And can we expect more music from you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I kind of like came out with a statement at the start of the year that I was going to do a song a month.
Wow.
But yeah, because so I've just like, from the pandemic, I've been writing by myself, like I said. And then even with Zoom sessions are a big thing now. That the music industry had to kind of change and adapt in every in every form. So yeah, I've been co-writing a lot of songs. So I'm going to start bringing them out. But like, you know, I'm just so happy that Humans I Lose is getting played all over the radio and it's doing really well for me. So you kind of play it by ear with that, you know. I don't have another song in the midst of it all and, you know, divert focus from that one to the other one. So we're just kind of playing it by ear. But I have one ready for every month if need be.
Wow. It's almost let it breathe and give it a chance to have a life and then think about
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah.
So how can people keep up to date what you're up to?
Well, TikTok, it's insane, the growth over there. I've got over 500,000 followers on there now.
Wow.
So I'm always trying to feed their appetite. So so yeah, TikTok, so that's Ryan Mac Music. And then Instagram, same thing, Ryan Mac Music. They're kind of two main forms of social media I use. But I'm on Facebook as well, Ryan Mac, and as well with Twitter. So anywhere.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tai.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.